Elaine Molinar is managing partner of Snojeda the Americas, the firm chosen to design the El Paso Children's Museum. Fun fact, Elaine is an El Paso native and a Coronado High School graduate. Snojeda is an interdisciplinary design studio which takes an integrative approach to architecture, landscape, and interior architecture. Here to talk design in our upcoming Children's Museum is Elaine Molinar. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So, Elaine, tell us your story, because this is so exciting to us from here, knowing that you're worldwide and you're coming back to design us this beautiful children's museum. No pressure.
Right. It's hard to escape any amount of pressure when you're coming back to your hometown and doing something important. And this is something
prolific.
That's very
it's not
important.
Important as, I mean, you know, yes, it's important, but you're going to change our downtown landscape.
I hope so. I've always loved downtown ever since I was a kid. I loved coming downtown. My dad used to work downtown at the McKee Pharmacy early in his career, and we used to come visit. We used to go to the plaza and look at the alligators, I think, like everybody did at that time. But I think ever since I was a little girl, I've loved architecture and urban life. And I think El Paso has a wonderfully rich architectural history that survives today.
It's gorgeous. And, you know, a lot of the times you don't realize how many people, you don't have to look that high up either.
No, you don't. No.
But, you know, a lot of us don't look up, and it is beautiful.
It really is. And set in this dramatic mountain landscape, I think it's a very, very unique place and a really rich setting for us to do something.
So did you know you were always going to be an architect?
No, I didn't. I had a wide variety of interests, and I wanted to do everything. I was a ballet student when I was growing up. I was interested in drawing and art, and I was always making things. I was interested in medicine and dinosaurs and, you know, just a host of things. And I didn't know that there was a profession that would capture all of my interests. But as it turns out, architecture is one of those professions that you can bring a lot of the world into. So, in many ways, it's a perfect fit.
And Snojeda, you said you and your husband started this company 29 years ago. Will you tell us about?
Sure. And it was my husband and our Norwegian friends.
How does one get Norwegian
partners.
Friends?
It's a very long, circuitous path. But after we finished school, we were working in Los Angeles. And we had a friend who was an architect from Austria. And he had a very close friend who was an architect from Norway. And we had all decided to do a competition together. It was an international competition, anonymous, for a library in Alexandria, Egypt. And so we all met together in Los Angeles and designed a library for the competition. And we rolled it up and we put it in the mail and we all went back about our business. And a few months later, we got a phone call that informed us that we had won that competition.
Does that mean you got to build the library?
We did, yes. So we decided that we should gather in Norway and create a studio to do that work. And that project took about 13 years.
Jeez. And in the midst of that, did other work start to roll in?
Yes. Yes, it did. And we are not only architects, but we also have landscape architects in our company. And today we have interior designers as well and product designers and graphic designers also.
Which is why it seems to me you all were my choice. Full disclosure, you all were my choice when we got to vote. And I was so excited when you actually won. But I think what I loved about it is that it's a full environment. It's not a building. It's a situation.
Right, right. I think one of the ways that we like to work that I think is very enriching is to have diverse viewpoints. So people who have training in other disciplines like landscape architecture or interiors and architecture all bring their unique viewpoints to the table. And the more diverse viewpoint you have, the more rich your ideas become. Mm-hmm. And so it's not only that diversity of discipline, but also the diversity of people's individual backgrounds and education and where they come from and their cultures that we like to put together. We
okay.
Like to bring all of that together.
So what are you putting together for us?
Well, as you know, there was a design competition about a year ago. That was meant to be an ideas competition, and there were three competitors who were putting together their ideas, their proposals. And that was pretty exciting. The site is really exciting. As an architect, it's perfectly situated. And for the competition, the project site was on two sides of the railroad tracks.
Right.
And we could choose how to deal with that, to span over the tracks or not. And as a children's museum, to have that proximity to something as exciting as trains, you know, is really just a wonderful thing. And it's also a very prominent site in downtown, in my opinion. It's very visible if you're driving on Santa Fe, if you come into downtown from Sunset Heights, for example, or leave from that direction. It's very prominent, and it's a site that doesn't have a backside. So it's highly visible
right.
on all four sides.
I didn't even think about mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So if in case you're not aware of where the site is, it's across the street from the Convention Center ballpark, next to the Museum of Art and Plaza Theater. That kind of puts you in that
yeah.
place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So continue. Let's tell us, what are you making? I know that there's mm-hmm. a competition. There's a conceptual
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now things are getting real and understandably yeah. so. Things evolve.
They do. And as time goes on, you learn more and more about what the needs of the site are in terms of its physical condition and also what the building has to do. So it's program. And we are working together with an exhibit designer called Gyroscope, who's based in Oakland,
mm-hmm.
California. And they have great expertise in terms of developing the actual exhibits that will be in the galleries in the museum. And we're designing the building for those exhibits.
What kind of needs do they have?
Oh, it's a broad spectrum. So the museum should be able to reach out and capture the interests of very, very young children all the way through high school. And it's as we like to say, it's a museum that's meant for children of all ages.
So, right, because we had Paul Kortner here, yeah. and he's like, you know, children is a word that will put you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's why you come up with words like thinkery or imagatorium or whatever it's going
right,
to be.
Right.
But since we don't know what that is, mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. we keep referring it to it as our children's museum.
Right. Well, for example, one of the things that might appeal to older kids, like high school age or middle school, is what's called a media makerspace,
mm-hmm.
Where they can go in and create a video or film their friends or put together a digital model. You know, I think there are many possibilities for children of a broad age range
sure.
to enjoy the museum. It's also very important for very young children to have an immersive experience and an educational experience. We're also planning for one of the galleries to be all about weather and learning about weather and water and, you know, why water is important, especially in this region. But our goal as architects is also to create a building that is spatially interesting,
mm-hmm.
That I think will bring a level of awareness to kids about what architecture is and how it can educate. So we're just in the very beginning phases of that design work.
So do you have to put yourself in the shoes of people of all heights, I imagine, to see how they would enjoy the environment?
We do. So that scale in general is something that we as architects have to pay particular attention to. And in most of our work, there are people of all ages who are using a building, so we have to consider that. And in this case, of course, it is especially important that children feel empowered in this environment, that they aren't dwarfed by it, that they feel that it's designed for them. That doesn't mean that everything will be small.
Right, right. It just has to be. I mean, I imagine that's almost more challenging because it's got to be exciting all the time, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. We also have to design a building that's very versatile so that it can change as the needs of children's museums evolve over the years, that it will be able to sort of grow and evolve with those changes.
And what kind of feedback or what kind of tick list are you hearing from the public as far as our goals would be to accomplish this and this mm-hmm. is what we would like mm-hmm. for you to do for us?
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest thing that stands out as far as that kind of feedback?
Well, I think there was a long process that Paul and Gyroscope and the El Paso Community Foundation went through before
mm-hmm.
they launched the architecture competition that was open to the public. There was a kind of a public engagement process where a lot of those needs were uncovered. In terms of the building, people often have very practical concerns, and those are very important. So, for example, a lot of people will be coming with strollers. So you have to be able to navigate through the building and park your stroller and not have that hinder your experience. People tend to come in this area to community experiences or to a cultural institution like this in large groups.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmas, grandmothers, and the children as well. So we have to make sure that we are able to accommodate those kinds of situations.
But that's part of being an architect, right? I mean,
yes.
The building has to be functional at the end of the day.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
So what are your goals for us as you give us this gift? Your personal goals, if you will.
I'm just thrilled to be able to design a cultural building in downtown El Paso. I can't think of anything more exciting to be able to have a lasting impact in downtown El Paso with something that's of high quality, that's open and inviting for the community. So not only is it important for the museum user, it's also an important civic statement, and that we're able to create civic space, a place downtown that people can enjoy, whether or not they're using the museum.
Well, with that, I thank you very much for your time and your talent and for coming back to El Paso to give us this beautiful space.
Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Today, my guest has been Elaine Molinar. She is managing partner of Snoheta, the Americas, and they are in charge of designing our El Paso Children's Museum. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.